Please turn to Psalm 62. As we begin a new month, it's our pleasure to turn and to meditate on a new psalm. Just following along in the book of Psalms, we turn to Psalm 62. Please listen as I read God's Word. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. They are weighed on the scales. They are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his works. In this psalm, David professes his faith in the God who saves. It's a joyful expression, and it's one that's full of confidence. It's full of assurance that the Lord is the one who is working in its life. And as such, David uses that profession to give encouragement to himself, and he calls all those people around him to be encouraged in the same way. It's set down as a psalm for us. For us to take our hope in the living God. In verses 1 through 7, David states that trust in God. It's a dependence that he says is such that he waits silently for God. That's a phrase that I was especially struck with as I think about how sometimes I wait for an answer. Even if I wait in the waiting room of a doctor's office, I will be waiting and I'll be tapping my foot and drumming my fingers and maybe get up and I'll pace back and forth. And if I get an answer that I haven't wanted to hear, maybe I'll complain about it and I'll talk back to the doctor. Or maybe your children can imagine waiting for your parents to answer. And have you ever talked back to your parents and said, why is it that way? Or I don't like it that way? Maybe you've been that way sometimes yourself too. I know I have. David expresses his trust by saying he waits silently for the Lord. It's silently because he's confident of God's love. He's confident that the Lord will not desert him. And so he can say, I know that I won't be moved. In fact, my God is like a stronghold, a castle in which I hide. My God is like a rock that can't be rolled away. It's so huge. This is the confidence that we have because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that rock upon whom we stand. And so we can say, along with David, I know that I will not be moved. But then David does something very interesting. He goes on to examine his circumstance. Verses 3 and 4 say that there are wicked men around him, those that are trying to literally kill him, trying to knock him down like a wall that is about to fall. And it's as if David were speaking to them and saying, how long will you do this? How long will you curse and try to bring this against me? He turns then again to say, my soul. And here he speaks to himself, which is a practice of a very important self-encouragement. Not self-encouragement, but taking encouragement in the Lord. My soul, he addresses himself, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. That leads him to restate the very same theme that he started out with, that he waits in silent for the Lord, that his God is a rock of salvation, his only defense. In verses 8 through 12, then, David calls the people around him to do the very same thing. He encourages us to trust in the Lord. Verse 8, trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. He's asking us to pour ourselves out, like the New Testament says, a living sacrifice. He's calling us to not misplace our trust. Not to trust in our own wisdom, our own abilities, our own anything, but that we would find our only trust in God. He also compares trusting God to trusting in men, saying that they are just like vapors. In fact, if you were to weigh them on a scale, they would weigh nothing. It doesn't matter how big and how strong and how muscular bound they might be. If you put them on the scales of the Lord, they would be as if they weighed nothing. That's because they are not able to save us from our sins. It's only God who can do that. God is the one who has infinite power and mercy and righteousness. And that's what David says, that power belongs to God, that mercy is in His hands, that righteousness And righteous are all his actions. To you, O Lord, belongs mercy. I'm glad to close there because in the last week and this week we are considering the mercy of God from the book of Isaiah. As we sing of God's mercy throughout this month, I pray that you would be reminded of Jesus Christ and the mercy that you have received, that you'd find your life hidden in Him. We'll be singing this psalm this morning and throughout the month, coming to meditate on Psalm 62 and God who is our rock, the one who is full of mercy towards us. Let's turn to Selection A, Psalm 62, Selection A. I invite you to please stand to praise Him.